Well, it's time to just pause for a moment and enjoy the good stuff. We are Mike and Kim Burge, delighted and honored to be with you.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Spend the day in town or out at the refuge, out at the lake, or down the river. Yep, lots of things to keep you busy right here in the Heart City. Visitvalentine.com.
Mike, I don't know why I didn't figure this out sooner. It's the shampoo I use in the shower. When I wash my hair, the shampoo runs down my whole body and, printed very clearly on the shampoo label is this warning: for extra volume and body.
Well, yeah, we don't want that, do we?
No wonder I have been gaining weight. Well, I've gotten rid of that shampoo and I am now going to start using Dawn dish soap instead. Their label reads, dissolves fat that is otherwise difficult to remove.
Well, the double negative, an MIT professor claims that no language uses a double positive to mean a negative. A student replies, yeah, right, immediately proving his theory wrong. All right.
That's cute. That's cute. Tree State Livestock News, you know, they're your trusted source for everything you want to know about cattle, horses, rodeo. It's all agriculture, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Visit TSLN.com.
So what are you going to share with us today for the good stuff?
Well, you know it's coming up in a couple days.
Oh, yeah. St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. So I've got a piece called Luck of the Irish. It's a tribute to Moses Ferguson, who lived from 1736 to 1801.
Oh, not the Moses Ferguson that I knew.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. There's been speculation down through the years. Some folks joke when they call that, if not for bad luck hanging around, you Irish would have no luck at all. But the Irish were always a hardy lot through famine and wars surviving. When things got tough, they jumped in. That Irish pluck kept them striving. Now of Moses Ferguson, bless his soul, brought our blood across the water, born in the fens on the Emerald Isle to the Irish mother and father. He came to this country to find a new life, and that's where our family started. When he met Sarah from the old sod, they married and they never parted. So the first years in America were tough because those who were settled in, well, didn't take kindly to them Irish lads. What'll they do next? You never can tell. So when they tried settling in this new land, folks kind of looked down their noses and herded them into shanty towns, thinking they maybe could hold them. Them days when a business asked for help and hung a huge sign on their wall, across the bottom they'd write these words, no Irish need apply at all. So that left few jobs the lads could get to earn themselves a living. Only mines and timber, the army or rails would pay the Irish a stipend. But them Irish proved tough to corral. They soon were spread far and wide. Some became presidents, generals, and such, and some went west with the tide. Now cattle drives from the south to the north took their toll on cowboys riding, and though we lost ancestors on them trails, their legacies we do take pride in. So on this day set aside for our kin with leprechauns and cowboy hats, we'll tip our Stetsons to them who came first to build with their blood and their sweat. Now looking back over 200 years since Moses was born on that isle, I see cowboys born with that Irish luck. Our short is a-making him smile. Slim McNaught.
Oh, Slim wrote that
yep,
one. Kind of sounded like a familiar Slim McNaught piece there.
Indeed.
Hey, we just want to remind you about, if you have something you'd like to send to contribute to the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at it, and maybe one day it pops up right here on your local radio station on a future edition of the good stuff.